The reading is taken today from the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 12 through 14. Please be seated. Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your clothing. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, and relents from punishing. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Good evening. My name is Rev Bev Devine. I'm retired clergy who serves here in a variety of capacities, and it is my privilege to offer all of us the space for the first moment of Lent. We begin Lent as a season of penance and repentance, reparation, atonement, apology. One way to look at penance is to look forward toward healing what has been hurt. Turn around and take steps toward God's love instead of walking away. Repenting begins the journey toward renewed relationship with God. From this perspective, the journey to Easter is more about learning and preparing to live the Easter life, living as if death has no hold on us. Each of us is created a precious vessel of God's love. Each of us has experienced hurt in some way, bringing a sense of brokenness. To move toward healing is to offer the gift of life and wholeness or holiness, not only for ourselves, but also for others, as we come to see each person as a holy vessel, and as we come to desire that wholeness for all of creation. Before us are several images of vessels here and there. Sturdy terracotta, fragile glass, tall, short. Some of the vessels seem completely flawless. However, looking inside, we may see that there remains some soil. However, previously housing a beautiful plant in flourishing form, now emptied. Some of the vessels on this table are transparent and fragile and easily shattered by forces out of control. Some of the vessels contain broken glass fragments of previous wholeness, colorful, sharp shards that seem impossible to reassemble or to recycle into new purposes. I brought some, and they're called sea glass. Have you ever seen sea glass? Sea glass that is probably litter from somebody throwing things into the ocean, and it gets rolled and tumbled, but it was really sharp at one point. I'm sure this is way too far away for you to see, but at one point, you can see the shards up on the pictures too. And then sometimes they come out round and kind of smooth to the touch. Have you ever picked any of these up? I found one that looks like it's the top of a soda bottle. I think I put it down on that table. But it's all smooth. They're most likely what's left over from people's homes or their picnics, and they've just been flung into the ocean. And after years or decades, I'm not sure how long it takes to smooth these pieces out, but they start appearing on the beaches. And I ask, have you ever picked one up? And some of you nodded yes. I actually haven't been on a beach where there were any to pick up. So maybe I need your help to go find them there where you did. Did you ever wonder about the journey of that piece of glass? Where did it come from? What is it a part of? Shifting currents have rounded its edges. Abrasion has polished its surface. Exposure to the sun has altered its hue. It might seem a miracle, this ordinary fragment that time and adversity have transformed into something beautiful. This broken glass invites us to consider the possibility of our being transformed over time and through adversity as well. Smoothing the sharp edges, changing our appearance, even healing our sense of brokenness. Can you imagine that? Being transformed? That takes trust. Trust in the considerable power of our God. At baptism, we make vows to God, and Ash Wednesday is a time to once again remember that we are called to live our lives as if death will never have the final say. We are called to cultivate our identities as those who do let go of things and give up things, not as punishment at Lent, but as a way of freeing ourselves to focus the things that really matter the most to us and the most to God. We look at the cross and the light of Jesus' life in all the world and our own claim of faithfulness to Jesus at this season. We acknowledge that our longing to be faithful is often reduced to ashes and becomes a burnt sign of our lost aspirations. In sadness, we know who we wanted to be and who we really are. Well, friends, our journey begins again today. It includes reaching out as Christ to the brokenness in the world, in our neighbors, and even within ourselves. Our laments are gathered here in their frail humanness. Our grieving rises in the shadows of life, called into our minds and our hearts. We hear the echoes of the fading cheers for good and remember when our hands reached out to support the Christ. We look ahead and see the Lenten journey before us. The lament of life is gathered here, and let us stay with it with honesty and courage. Let us take a moment of silence, and then I will offer a prayer. Enter the grieving, O God, in this quiet place of prayer and humility before you. The tears of our regrets fall on the ashes of truth. We see the shadows and flickering light on the road and the hands of longing peoples reaching hopefully toward compassion and justice. We listen to the grief in the sighing of our planet as it groans and struggles for its life. And we hear in our minds and in our memories reminders of how many missed moments for the announcing of prophetic truth, how we missed those moments when our courage and commitment failed us. As life reaches out to hold us into good, we often let it pass. We turn our faces from the costly road on which Christ walked. And now, O God, as your church, our hearts weep when we remember the divine dreams and visions shining before us in Jesus the Christ. We remember our claiming of your name as the people of God and the many betrayals of the great hope to which we are called as your church in this day. We look at the cross and the light of your life in all the world and our own claimings of faithfulness to you, Jesus the Christ. We acknowledge that this longing is often reduced to ashes and it has become that burnt sign of our lost aspirations. But we are looking forward now. We are looking forward, and we hold a moment with you in silence.